Philippa's in Dungog. Morning, Philippa.
Good morning, Macca. It's 17 degrees, sunny, and we are enjoying a clover spring. The cattle are happy.
Well, that's nice. In Dungog, lovely Dungog. What's happening, Philippa?
Well, Macca, we were going to have stocks on the farm in Dungog this October, but we've taken it online and we've created a sensational exhibition, 148 sculptures, all online on our website. Large, small, indoor, outdoor, just wonderful.
There should be more of it, Philippa, not only in presentations like you do, but just look in the streetscapes everywhere, I think. And out in the middle of nowhere, sculptures which say something. I don't know what they say, but they say different things to different people, and that's the beauty of art, isn't it, Philippa?
It is, Macca. A sculpture on the farm donates sculpture to Dungog each time we hold our exhibition, and this year we've donated another two. And the one that's going to be in the main street of Dungog is Kelpie, a gorgeous bronze Kelpie by Jimmy Ricks. So that's really lovely. And the other one is going to go into the Dungog Common. And it's Suelu 2 by Jen Mallinson. So it brings to six the sculptures that will be in and around Dungog, so people can discover those when the time's right and they come back to Dungog.
There's so many things in life, Philippa, isn't there, that you'd want to do. You know, if I came back in another life, I'd learn how to fly a plane. That's the first thing I'd do. the second thing I'd do would be learn the piano, because I've lately fell in love with the piano. And the other thing I'd do is probably try and do sculpture. When I was a kid, my grandfather was a stonemason, and so he built some stuff at our place, you know, walls and paving.
Wonderful.
And we used to get these piles of sandstone. Well, it's still there. And the other day I saw this article somewhere about a lady who's done some sculpting with a mallet and a chisel in sandstone. And I've got this sandstone there, and I thought,
get stuck into it.
Yeah. I don't know what I can make, but just even put it together in a pile, like a little can
or
something.
We've got stone, marble, sandstone, stainless steel. Oh, the stainless steel work that won the Rupio Prize and the Innovation Prize by Brad and Snake. You must watch the videos. He and Slate sheets welded together of stainless steel into works, and it is just extraordinary. It's mind-blowing to see what he does.
How do people watch the video?
They go to sculptureonthefarm.com.
Sculptureonthefarm.com.
Go to our website. They can just go straight to the videos. They can vote in the People's Choice Awards and have a chance of winning an Akubra hat if they do that, and they can help make sure that their favourite sculpture is awarded a prize. So that's really exciting. And also there are videos for the Insight series that we have. So chats with sculptors and videos of them in their studios, showing how they work. And they're all so different. Whether it's timber, whether it's kinetic, there's some fabulous kinetic
beautiful
work.
Stuff.
So, yeah, and come back to Dungog when the time is right.
Love
Thank
to.
You, Russell.
The two things that I think we need to do to change society, because there's so many people around, and I think we need to change the environment we live, is more sculpture, more art in the streets and around. And I know people are painting their silos, but more than that, little bits and pieces. And the other thing is to plant more trees. More trees.
Absolutely.
To take the carbon out of the atmosphere, and also to provide shade in our long, hot summers that we have in Australia. So if we did those two things, it'd be a much more comfortable place to live for everybody, I think.
Well, there are some very active groups in Dungog in the Landcare region who are really committed to diversity in vegetation. So, and we enjoy we're surrounded by forests at Fosterton where we are, and it's beautiful, which is the home of Sculpture on the Farm when we're in Dungog and live. But we're online this year, Macca. We're online only.
Sculpture on the Farm, is that right?
Sculptureonthefarm.com.
Good on you. Thanks, Philippa.
Thanks, Macca, so much. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's what I thought I'd do. I've got plenty of chisels, but I haven't got the mallet, but you can find a mallet. It was a wooden mallet this lady was doing this sculpture in sandstone.